Justin Flick back with you, joined now by Coach Gary Smith, talking Hiawatha boys basketball. Like the girls, the Hiawatha boys are 2-0 to start the season with wins against Marysville and Troy. Let's kind of start just with the Marysville game, Coach. What an exciting way to begin the year, not only winning by one and a buzzer beater by Joe Bryan to prevail 56-55, but just a pretty exciting, high-caliber game for the first time out on the court against an opponent this season. What impressed you the most? I guess what kind of stood out from that first game last Friday night or last Thursday?
Well, probably the biggest thing is I thought we competed really well. I mean, we you know, playing hard, and I guess things you would expect maybe in your first game, but you know, we were really locked in, and result, you know, I think gave us a chance.
Mentioned the 27 points from Joel Bryan, and Carson Gilbert had 12 as well. You then beat Troy last night. Final score in that game was 70-47. Again, able to jump out to a pretty comfortable lead there in the first half. And one thing that stood out to me is that I think you had five guys score at least 8 points. You obviously got a lot of guys some time last night, but had to be encouraged to see what some different guys can do for you offensively, huh?
Well, that was exciting. I think we've got some kids that can kind of score the ball. And, you know, last night it was one of those games where everybody did just a little bit. And I was proud of it because they sure, like I said, they sure seemed to be comfortable and playing hard and doing the things they need to. And, but yeah, played real solid defense and got after it. And it's just one of those games that it was hard not to like.
I think he made like 10 three-point shots last night, made a lot of free throws as well. But what about the defensive side of the football? I mean, you have to feel pretty good holding the team to 47. For the first couple games in general, how do you feel like your defense has played?
You know, not so much in the first game. I mean, we were out of position a lot, I thought. And of course, you know, as a coach, I guess you always try to fix things, you know, when you can. And I was real pleased last night. I mean, the things that we needed to fix, we were able to fix them. And in result, we were a lot better defensively. Whether or not that'll carry on to the next one, I don't know. But right now, you know, we were pretty good defensively and again doing things we needed to do. You know, first Troy, they got, you know, some kids there that can sure play. So I was real pleased with how we reacted defensively.
On to Big 7 League play now. Your next couple games on the road at Jeff West and at Nemaha Central. So I'm sure you expect to get tested as you venture into this Big 7 League schedule. But do you feel like this team, I mean, I know they believed in themselves probably early on, but to go out and get a couple wins, you feel like the confidence level is high here for this club and that they're meshing together pretty well going into the Big 7 League schedule now?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's a nice group. I mean, it really is, I guess. They've got some things that they can do, and you know, I feel like we can do some things. I'm also, you know, aware of, you know, what's out ahead of us, too. So I think there's going to be some really nice teams this year in the Big 7, and it'll be tough. It'll be tough, but hopefully we can just stick in there and keep grinding and get better, and hopefully it'll pay off some for them.
Yeah, I agree. Looks like it's going to be a fun season with a lot of very quality teams in the league this season. Well, best of luck in your first couple league games, Coach. We'll talk about them next week. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
Gary Smith, head coach of the Red Hawks. The Hiawatha Boys Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Carl's Body Shop and by Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha.